Mishnah Yomis for Friday, the fifth day of Iyar, Tovshin Pei Beis, Masech Tashviz, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Adei Mosai Chorshin Bistei Halavan. Until now we've been learning about how far into the sixth year you're allowed to plough a orchard, what's called a tree field. What about a stei halavan, asks our Mishnah. Till when can we plough in the sixth year a white field? A white field is a reference to a grain or legume field. It's called white either because there's no shade of the trees, so it doesn't cut. There's no shade to be cast, which would be a darker color over the field. Or others say because the crops or grain tends to turn white as it ripens. Answers the Mishnah, Erev Shviz, on the eve of the Shemitah, yeah, that means on the sixth day of the Shemitah, answers the Mishnah, Ad Shetichla Halecha, until the time that the moisture in the ground runs dry, the moisture from the rain, which is, Kolzman, Shebeni Odom Chorshim, Lita B'makshoiz, Midlois, as long as people are still ploughing to plant their gourd or marrows and gourds. Then we say, and they need a lot of water, not of moisture. So if there is still planting their arrows or gourds and there is still moisture in the ground, you can still plough in a grain field. But after that, you can't, because it looks like you're doing it directly for the Shemitah year. Amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon objects to this. He says, "Nasata Torah's kol echad v'echad b'yada. You've allowed every person to take the law into their own hands, because each person's going to say, oh, my field has gone no more moisture. I'll have to stop. The other guy will say, no. The moisture hasn't gone from my field yet. I can still plow. And because it takes time, different fields will have different levels of moisture in them. And therefore, says Rabbi Shimon, this is not the solution. This is not the way to fix a time as to when the prohibition of ploughing starts. Ella bistei alava nada pesach, says Rabbi Shimon, there has to be a rule, one for all, and that is, if it's a white field, a grain field, you can plough only till Pesach. With a tree field, you can plough that field for the sake of the trees up until Shavuos. And this is indeed like what Bart Beis Hillel said in the very first mission of this Masechta. Now, why is it that a white field or a grain field is given less time? We are more strict and we say you have to stop already by Pesach ploughing. Otherwise, it looks like it's for the next year. And the reason for that is because the field that's white, or grain field, they usually would sow right after the plough. And therefore, it needs a lot of its moisture there. And this moisture only stays till Pesach. After Pesach, it doesn't have that moisture. So really, you can't plough after that. Whereas in a tree field, a stei ha'ilon, there, which has already got, it's already been planted before, doesn't have to have as much moisture in the ground. And therefore, because they only ploughed in order that the rain should go deep into the ground. And that's why the time is a bit more extended. You can plough the field for a tree field right up to Shavuos. Interesting also that the Gemara Yerushalmi says that the Tanakam of our Mishnah, which is Rabbi Meir, usually if it doesn't say name, it's Rabbi Meir, is the same Tana, of course, of the Mishnah in the beginning of our Masechta. And Rabbi Meir is basically telling us that when it comes to a tree field, there, Beit Shammai and Beis Hillel did have an argument, as we learned earlier on. When it comes to a grain field, which is what our Mishnah is talking about, everyone agrees that you can plough it until the moisture runs down, and that means a little bit after Pesach. Rabbi Shimon, however, argues Rabbi Meir, and he says no. He says there was never a machlokes between Beit Shammai's Hill, not with a tree field, not with a white field, or with a grain field. And according to everybody, there's one rule, and that is a stei halavan, if it's a crops or grain or legumes, you can plough until Pesach. If it's an orchard or a field that has trees in them, until Shavuos. We've already mentioned, however, that Rabban Gamliel and his Beis Din have subsequently nullified or got done away with these restrictions of ploughing until Pesach or until Shavuos, and after the after the Pesach Mikdash was destroyed, ever since then the permission is to that we are permitted to plough right up until Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. Mishnah base. Our Mishnah is going to continue talking about this period of Tosefes Shvi'is, the additional time that has to be added to the Shemitah year, i.e. that period of the sixth year, which has to be added on, if you like, in Kedusha, in restrictions of working the ground to the seventh year. And we're going to list here several activities where there never was a prohibition of this Tosefes Shvi'is, of this additional period in the sixth year. Says the Mishnah, Mevzablin, one is allowed to fertilize the ground, Umaadrin, one is allowed to hoe, Bamikshos Bamidlois, in the fields of marrows or gourds. They used to dig holes with a plow, with a hoe around the stalks or the roots of these plants, these vegetables. Ad Rosh Hashanah. That can be done right up to Rosh Hashanah of the Shemitah year. You don't need any restriction or any tosefes, any additional time to add to the seventh year from the sixth year. V'chein b'veis ha'shlachim. Also in a field which is called Beis HaShlachim. Beis HaShlachim means a field which doesn't get sufficient rain and it requires manual watering. That can you can hoe in such a field until Rosh Hashanah. Meyavlin, you're allowed to cut off warts or growths on trees. Mefarkin, one is allowed to take off leaves from the trees to when it's burdened with the leaves. Maavkin, one is allowed to cover with light dust the roots of a tree that have been exposed. Maashnin, one is allowed to smoke a tree. They used to put some smoke to kill the worms in it. And all these activities can be done ad Rosh Hashanah, right up until the Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah. And that's because all these activities are only prohibited, even in the Shemitah year proper, midrabanan. It's only also midrabanan. For that reason, the rabbis didn't want to make another gzera to prohibit them on Erev Shavuos, seeing as the whole activity itself is only also midrabanan. Some say that even those activities where there is an Isra of adding Tosef Shvi'is, where we apply the Isra even in the sixth year, which is out of the seventh, if it's not done to fix the ground or the tree, but it's done for the fruits of the sixth year to grow, that would be Mutter until Rosh Hashanah as well. It's how Rabbeinu Shimshon and the Batner learn. Rabbi Shimon Neumer, Af Neutel Huesa Olem Mina Eshkel Bashvi'is. He's allowed to take the leaf away from the clusters of grapes, even in the Shemitah year itself, not just before the Shemitah year. The Tanna Kamma held that we cannot take the leaves on the Shemitah year itself, but Erev Shavuos on the sixth year, yep, we can be lenient. And he comes along Rabbi Shimon and argues with him and says, no, he says, even the Shemitah itself, you're allowed to take the leaves off. Why? Because he holds that this is not called improvement of the tree, which you can't do, but rather it's protecting it that it shouldn't get worse, and that's all right. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Shimon. The halacha is one cannot take taking away the leaf on the Shemitah year itself because it's basically considered an activity. It's considered an improvement.